This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I tweeted recently, when are we going to stop announcing that somebody's got COVID? That ship has sailed. Oh, so-and-so got COVID. Well, announce when they die. Announce when they die from COVID. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to Kamala Harris got COVID. Oh, you know what? Asymptomatic COVID. In other words, she got a cold. Or she got nothing. She tested from some test that doesn't even tell you whether or not you really have it or not. But she got COVID. 844-551-8255. Did I mention the KevinJacksonNetwork.com? I probably did. It's okay to mention it twice, Kev. My play mom, Mary, who I love to death, she sends me a note. She says, son, she goes, I'm glad you're back on social media, but stop with the ethnic stuff. You know, stop being all ghetto. She didn't say that, but she was essentially saying that. And I was like, what are you talking about? Because I'm ghetto to people who need me to be ghetto to them, but I tweet normal stuff. But anyway, I took it under advisement, so I may not be as ghetto in my tweets going forward. Love you, Mom! Oh, my gosh. That's a story in and of itself. One of these days, if she'll let me, I'll tell you what happened with their company. They moved it out of China, had some people try to do a hostile takeover. Interesting story. Anyway, back to Kamala Harris. She got COVID. I don't care. All these stars got COVID early on. Tom Hanks, he's the first movie star to get COVID. He and his wife. And you know what I said? I bet they don't die. Then it was Idris Elba and all these. And I went, I bet they don't die. And none of them died. And then almost 2 years later, we still dealt with the fallout of a disease that didn't kill anybody. And oh, by the way, Barack Obama admitted. He admitted it was a guinea. We were all guinea pigs. It was a worldwide test. Here's the clip.
Essentially, clinically tested the vaccine on billions of people worldwide. Around one in five Americans is still willing to put themselves at risk and put their families at risk rather than get vaccinated. People are dying because of misinformation. I already mentioned the 2020 presidential election.
There's a common sense meme that's floating around that says, why didn't the people who didn't get vaccinated or wear masks, why didn't they die in the millions? And you already know the answer. So there's Barack Obama. He says, you know, this thing's been tested. People still not getting vaccinated. Why would he still want us getting vaccinated when he should know by now nobody's dying? But he's still talking about it. But did you notice the little segue that we didn't get the whole clip, but he segues, and that brings me to the 2020 election. You see what's happening? Democrats are on a fix-it campaign. They're bringing out all the guns to say, you didn't get vaccinated, you still need to get vaccinated, we protected you from COVID, blah, blah, blah. It was so deadly, it was so dangerous that people get it. They still don't know they got it, but we still got to make these announcements. We got to remind you of it. Yeah, your world's gone back to normal, but you know what? We're never going to let you forget what we did for you by not doing anything for you. What we did for you by robbing you of over $6 trillion, scaring the heck out of you, creating a whole new generation of pansies. People are going to be afraid to run out of their houses no matter what. Zombies, for all intents and purposes, Stepford wives at the very least. But they did you a favor. So what? You got a bunch of neurotics who are this close. My fingers are pretty close together. To committing suicide, no matter what, who are so precious, so much of a snowflake that they'll melt. No, when anything comes up, they're just going to, oh my gosh, have you seen these kids? Everything freaks them out. Take away their phone. You don't believe me? Take away your kid or your grandchild's phone. Turn off the TV. Watch them freak. My son, if you take away his phone, he's got TV, he's got his computer, he's got all kinds of stuff. He's got baseball gear, basketball gear. He's got friends that, you know, he can get a hold of through 15 different ways without the phone, but he freaks out.
Ooh, I got nothing to do. Y'all do all this to me.
He literally acts like his life is over. Had to remind him of this the other day. I said, you got an addiction. Well, you're not going to be addicted to anything in this family. That can't figure out what to do. He's got a bike that, I mean, a good bike. I had, you know how many bikes I had in my life? One bike. This kid has had three bikes. And he's about to get a truck. Is he going to buy it? Nope. His grandpa passed and left it to him. He's going to get a truck. I'm talking about a nice truck. And you know what he's talking about?
Yeah, Dad, I'm going to put a lift kit on it. I'm going to put this, that, and the other.
I'm like, really? Well, I hope you get a job because you ain't getting it from Mommy and Daddy. Anyway, back to this deal. So Obama admits they tested millions of people with Wu flu. The majority of us who didn't get this shot, we are the pure bloods. We are doing fine, but he still wants you to take it. Oh, and by the way, like this presidential election, you know, they're talking about 2020. 2020, I mean, they still try to talk about it like we cheated. You know why he's bringing all this up? Because he knows they cheated. And you know what he also knows? We are this close. My fingers are close together. We are this close to proving it. We already know it. We're this close to proving it. The French. Did you see how they cheated Le Pen? They cheated Marine Le Pen out of the presidential election. They stole it from her and gave it to Macron. He is the most despised French president in recent history. And they cheated and gave this man the election. Don't believe me? Go look at the numbers. I listened to a French broadcast where they went, they're showing the numbers. She was leading by 50,000 votes, and suddenly she loses 1.5 million. How do you lose 1.5 million votes? She won that election. These people want you to believe the hype. They want you to believe that Wu flu was real, that vaccines work, that Joe Biden is the legitimate president, that Donald Trump is a racist who never deserved to be president, that Hillary Clinton's not a crook. She didn't try to do anything wrong, and neither did the Obama administration. Why is he playing cover up here? They want you to believe that Hunter Biden's laptop is still misinformation. Don't believe the content's coming off of it. We are legitimately good people. Leave us alone. They're trying to play cover their butts. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about these leftist clowns.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Is your mom a Kevin Jackson groupie? Of course she is. And if she listens to this show, what better way to show her love on Mother's Day than to get her a Funniest Mom shirt? Don't worry, Dad won't mind, because he's a Kevin Jackson groupie too. The funniest and best gifts for mom are at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/shop. And I hope you'll visit there, show your mom some love, and go get her a gift that she'll treasure forever. At thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/shop.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Is your mom a Kevin Jackson groupie? Of course she is. And if she listens to this show, what better way to show her love on Mother's Day than to get her a Funniest Mom shirt? Don't worry, Dad won't mind, because he's a Kevin Jackson groupie too. The funniest and best gifts for mom are at
thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/shop. And I hope you'll visit there, show your mom some love, and go get her a gift that she'll treasure forever at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/shop.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I think everyone here recognizes how extraordinary space is. Whether it is satellites that orbit the Earth, humans that land on the moon, or telescopes that peer into the furthest reaches of the universe. Space is exciting. It spurs our imaginations, and it forces us to ask big questions.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson. You're listening to thekevinjacksonnetwork.com. That was Kamala Harris, the insane part of America's vice president. And if you listen to that, who do you think she's speaking to? Because if you say high school kids or junior high kids or fifth graders, you would think that's who she's talking to. She's actually talking to NASA. Yeah, NASA. I didn't say NASA. I said NASA. That is the most condescending. Space. It affects us all. And it connects us all. And, oh my gosh, and little children. And people just panned it. Here's what one guy tweeted. I would be lost without these deeply profound and valuable insights from Kamala Harris. This time pontificating on space, said Rupa Subramanya. Oh, that's an Indian name. You know she's bright. Rupa. Here's another one. Now she's talking to members of the military like they're five-year-olds. Oh, it was members of the military. It wasn't NASA. It was members of the military. That's what Nice Deb tweeted. And this one, this is a funny one. When your book report on space is due and you didn't do any of it. That's what it sounded like. It's so true. Thank you, Five Times August. That's what they tweeted. Anyway, our vice president is a moron. Our so-called president is a moron. The Democrats are morons. And you are being vindicated every day. I need to tell you this because some of you need a little bit of pat on your bum bun every now and then for me to say, okay, it's okay. Look, I'll dust you off, pick you up, and say it's all good. I'm not going to regale you with polls and things like that right now because I want to talk about things that are really impacting and what people are now starting to talk about as we look at the situation that the Biden administration has created. Problems on top of problems. Do you know conservatives are finally saying, you know what, Kevin? I don't think Joe Biden's going to be president. I think they're going to get rid of him. They're finally starting to talk about this. This is being talked about in leftist circles. It's leaking out. It's the same way that when Elon Musk was going to make a bid for Twitter, it leaked out. Somebody inside of Twitter went, leak this out. Good or bad, leak it out. Let the chips fall where they may. You know where the chips fell? Elon Musk forced them into selling that company. But he forced more than that. He forced truth to come out in social media. Now they're discussing Section 230. The Biden administration pretends it. Oh, well, we were always going to be discussing Section 230. You know what Section 230 is? It's where you can't get away with being a media outlet, which is what Facebook and Twitter and all these other outlets, these social media sites, they are media outlets pretending that they're just, you know, honest arbiters of whatever. They are not. They are squashing people. And I'm not going to walk you through it again. You know exactly what these people were doing to us. And now that it's been purchased by Elon Musk, the Joe Biden man, well, yeah, we are just going to start looking at 230. We've been looking at this the whole time. They haven't even scratched the surface of 230 when it was in their favor. But now suddenly it's on the docket. They want to talk about it. Well, good. You know why I say good? Because that's what we should have been talking about. Zuckerberg should not have been able to do what he did. And so if Elon Musk says, because here's what I think Elon Musk is going to say. Absolutely, we need to get rid of Section 230. And let me tell you what the disclaimer will be on his site. He's going to say, we don't condone hate speech, whatever, whatever. But we give you the option of not listening to it. You can click a button and say, I don't want this in my life. That is your First Amendment right. You will never get that right taken from you. You can ban who you want. You can talk to who you want. If they want to talk to you, if you don't want to talk to somebody, hit a button. You can block them. That'll be the end of it. But I'll be doggone if I tell people what to say or what to do. Any more than you can tell me what to say or what to do right now. If I say, I love Nazis. Well, it turns out that I don't. But if I say it, who are you to stop me? I just said it. What if I say it and I don't mean it? What if I'm putting it into the context of something and somebody else takes it out of context? Have you ever had that happen in your life? You ever send a tweet where somebody goes, well, what are you talking about? You ever written an email where people went, ooh, let's, but you get on the phone and it's completely different? It's called communication. And there are different ways to do it. And nobody should stop you from pursuing it the way you wish to pursue it. This is where we are in this country. How about we just understand that there are evil people? It's like saying, I don't want any show that shows murder. I don't want any show that shows that there are serial killers. I don't want any shows that shows that there are people like Madoff who do Ponzi schemes. Have you seen the show Greed? I don't want any show that shows drug addicts. Or violent crime against women, or whatever. If you don't show it, people don't know it happens. What are you trying to do? You trying to isolate people from the real world? You're building a utopia? Wait a minute. I thought we got that in the time of baby black Jesus. I thought Barack Obama issued in utopia. Didn't you get everything you wanted? Your dreamy president with all his great ideas, the smartest guy to ever occupy the White House, didn't he bring it?
Oh, he didn't? I tell you what. What about Captain Demento, Joey Buttafuoco? No, I did not touch that girl, Tara Reid. No, my son, he is indeed a Renaissance man. Okay? Forget about it. That guy. Is he your savior? I'm talking to leftists now. You people that listen to the show regularly, you can tune out for a bit. Is he going to save you? Oh, no. I know who it is. Sister Girl. She'll save you. As soon as she gets over her asymptomatic COVID, she'll step in and she will save the day. No, you know what? It'll be Nancy Pelosi. She'll save you. Oh, no, take it back. It'll be Chuck Schumer. He'll do it. No, I tell you, it'll be Adam Schiff. As soon as he produces the information about Russian interference that he promised on Donald Trump, he'll save you. Who's going to save you? Zuckerberg and putting another $400 million to influence an election? He'll get it all right for you, right? Or maybe it'll be Hunter himself, the crackhead in chief. Maybe he'll be the one that saves the Democrats from themselves. These people are lunatics. They think of us as children. Kamala Harris speaking to the military like they're kids. Speaking to us as if we're stupid, cackling around the country, supposed to be solving problems, supposed to be looking for commonalities, places where we can all, you know, get together and say, you know what, we're all about this. Nope, got no plans for that. This is why they're struggling. When we come back, I'm going to talk to you about how there's some iconic things that are happening that I'll prove to you that we're winning. And then I want to introduce you to a person you probably never met, DeSantis' challenger.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas is continuing to testify before the Democratic-led House Judiciary Committee on Thursday about how the DHS plans to address border security. Texas Republican Congressman Louie Gohmert asks how many illegal immigrants it will take for the southern border situation to be considered an invasion.
It says the federal government is going to keep the states free from invasion. That hasn't happened.
Some Republicans are calling on Secretary Mayorkas to resign over allegations that he has not enforced border laws. Secretary Mayorkas contends the DHS is effectively managing the southern border. President Biden is using the excuse technical factors for the nation's economy shrinking in the first 3 months of the year. GDP growth declined by 1.4% during the first quarter. USA Radio News. Moderna is asking the FDA to approve its COVID-19 vaccine for children under six. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry has the details.
Moderna on Thursday submitted a request to the Food and Drug Administration for emergency use authorization for its COVID-19 vaccine in children 6 months to less than 6 years of age. Efficacy in that age group was low in clinical trials. 43.7% for children ages 6 months to 2 years, and 37.5% in children ages 2 to 6.
American workers made fewer claims for unemployment benefits than expected last week. The Labor Department reporting 180,000 people filed first-time jobless claims last week. That's down from 185,000 the week before and 2,000 fewer than analysts had forecast. The NFL draft begins at 8 o'clock Eastern time from the Las Vegas Strip tonight. USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
A few things to consider, maybe old news, but when you put it all in perspective, it gives you sort of an idea of what's going on. Jon Stewart, new show, no audience, 44,000 people. You want to know what Steven Crowder, Brandon Tatum, people like that get on their YouTube channels when they do a show every day? They get hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people who watch their shows. No production, no writers, no nothing. No bunch of Holly weirdos making crazy amounts of money to produce these shows. Just the guy getting in front of a microphone telling their stories. Which, by the way, if YouTube let me on there, I'd have hundreds of thousands, if not millions. If they let me monetize, I would be one of the richest guys. I'd be as rich as Rush Limbaugh. I'm not exaggerating this at all. They just let my voice be heard. I'm not controversial. I don't advocate for violence against people or whatever. In fact, I'm a pretty affable guy. But they don't want to do it. I don't blame them. Because, boy, I would be dominating. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. Anyway, Jon Stewart gone. CNN Plus essentially gone. Warner Brothers shutting down CNN Plus at the end of this month. Marking the company's, what this I'm reading, his first significant maneuver since completing the merger of Warner Media and Discovery less than 2 weeks ago. An abrupt end to an ambitious and aggressive venture that people familiar with the matter say rankled David Zaslav, the new CEO of Warner Brothers. It rankled him. Let me tell you why it rankled him, because it was doomed from the start. Fox Nation's not doing much better. I mean, Fox Nation is running on the muscle memory of Roger Ailes. It is not running on anything that's happened post Roger's death. None of it. It's a man-built machine that these women that run Fox are benefiting from. And good for them. I know. Porter's in charge of it. He's a friend of mine. But until these people get it, that people want unadulterated, unfiltered truth. They understand this is somebody's opinion. In as much as I understand watching Sean Hannity say something, that it isn't necessarily the Fox brand. But you know what I don't like? When Sean Hannity goes Hannity light. When he's afraid to go further. I got contacted from a guy the other day. He says to me, Kevin, I got a call from one of my benefactors and you had lunch with him. And this guy's a wealthy guy that I had lunch with. I didn't know. Somebody just said, hey, I'm going to bring this guy with me to lunch. I said, fine, bring him. So he's asking me these very serious questions, and I keep, I'm answering. I'm like, well, you're sort of an issues guy. You're one issue, but what I'm thinking about doing is a bigger thing. So I'm explaining this business plan I'm talking about doing because he's there as an advisor to a person that I actually had lunch with. And I said, I think that what she's doing can work, but I think that if she decides to go a different way, it'll work better. And I explained it. So this guy goes and talks to a radio host who says, it's an emergency, call me. So he gets a hold of me through a third party, that somebody that we mutually knew. And she texts me and says, hey, this guy's trying to get a hold of you. You guys met once and he didn't trap your number or whatever. I said, fine. So I give him a call. He says, hey, you had a lunch with a guy who's a benefactor. He donates to my work. And he suggested I contact you. And I said, why is that? He says, because this guy was super impressed. He said he went and he listened to your show and he said to me, this guy does not mince words. He does. There's no, I think, or he, in other words, he described my show. He says he talks about openly about the big cheat. He talks openly about the taboo subjects that get you banned and all that. He goes, I'm willing to have you guys figure out a way to work together because I want that. That's what this guy's benefactor said. And I thought the whole time he's talking to me, yeah, you're right. I'm not going to mince words. Look, these are my opinions. If I believe the cheat happened and you don't, fine. If I believe that the vaccine is more dangerous than you're being told, don't believe me. Go. You can go live your life. Live it any way you want. I'm not mad at you. I won't have respect for your opinion about things, but that's okay. You obviously don't have respect for mine. We can be jointly disrespectful, but still enjoy each other. There are people that on this program that disagree with me. And I know some of you, because I got after, I think it was Cheryl, who wanted me to talk to somebody about getting a Hunter Biden laptop and a notebook or whatever. And I'm like, look, I don't have time to chase stuff. If you want to get me stuff and say, Kevin, here it is, and it's teed up and you've got the information ready to go, I'll take a look. But Kevin, watch this 2-hour video and tell me what you think. No! No, you don't control my time. Let me tell you a lesson. So, my son plays a football game. We're coming back home, and I ask him, I go, well, how do you think you did? I sucked. I didn't do this, that, and the other. And he didn't suck. He didn't have his best game, but he didn't suck. And so I'm trying to placate him. I'm like, well, I kind of disagreed. He's like, I just sucked. So you could tell he wasn't paying attention. His mom says, give me your phone. Why am I losing my phone? And this kid looked like he was a drug addict. I give him my phone, man. My phone, I give my phone, my phone. And his mom said, see, that's the reason why I'm taking your phone. Your father's asking you a question. You're not paying attention. He's just having a discussion. Well, I just... And so he goes into this thing, and I'm just telling you, he loses it. But let me tell you what. His mom talks to him and says, let's have a discussion about this and understand the underlying principles of why I've taken your phone, why you feel the way that you feel. And his comment to was one of the things that he said was, well, I don't want to talk about it right now, and y'all are forcing me to talk about it and all this. And he goes, and she says, well, why didn't you say this? You know, Dad, I'm still kind of in the moment of it all, and I'm strung high right now because I don't feel like I had a great game. Is it okay if we talk about it another time? And he goes, well, y'all would be upset. She goes, no, we wouldn't. That's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to communicate and say, I'm just not in a right frame of mind. Is it okay if we talk about it a little later? That's okay. You can draw your boundaries, even with your parents. You can draw your boundaries. And I got to tell you, man, it just made me smile. What an important lesson for this kid to learn that early. And I mean, you got to understand, he was frazzled. Tears almost in his eyes because he felt like he was being browbeat by me because I'm trying to tell him, hey, man, you didn't have as bad of a game as you think. Why are you not wanting to listen to me? And, he felt browbeat. And I'll be honest with you, I'm sitting there learning too. That's a good lesson that she just taught both of us. Which... Melissa always says, I'm raising two boys. In her defense, she may be right. My emotional IQ is probably that of about a 15-year-old. Oh, my gosh, I'm cracking myself up. I've learned a lot. look, I'm much more adjusted than I play here and on the radio or, play on TV when I'm playing a doctor. But you get my point. Drawing these boundaries and understanding, hey, it is okay for you to say this. Anyway, let me get back to the story. So the guy, he's like, you know, Kevin, you say it like it is. And I'm, yes, because I draw my boundaries. I say to the audience, look, you have yours. I respect them. Kevin, I disagree with you on the vaccine. Fine. You know how we can disagree? We can agree to disagree. Go get it. Go get it. Don't be mad at me because I didn't get it. And don't be mad at me because I'm giving you the information that I'm gathering saying this is the reason why I didn't get it. Because a lot of people feel like, oh, you're telling me like it's just like I made a bad decision. No, you made your decision. If you think the decision is right for you, God bless you. But it wasn't. Not in my opinion. I made the best decision that was right for me, which is I'm not getting it. And I didn't. Think about it. Who's okay? Let's and here we can play this out as to whose logic applies. So I didn't get it. Now, whether you believe the adverse effects or not of the vaccine as an example, I don't have to worry about it. You may go, well, I don't know. You're the whole time in your life, whether we're giving this, whether this the CDC that comes out and says it somewhere down the line, I think it's going to happen. I know it's already happening, but you have to worry about it. I don't. I know how to keep worry out of my life. See, that's what I'm talking about. That's why one of my friends told me years ago, he goes, I don't worry. I got God and I got a lawyer. That's why I don't worry. If my lawyer can't handle it, God can. End of story. And he was not kidding. He's like, that's why I have attorneys and God. And I thought, man, what? Talk about, I've never forgot that lesson. So I'm not worried about it. But anyway, going back to the show, this guy wants people who are going to give the truth. Now, people still, they're raving about Epic Times and all that, which, by the way, Epic decided not to sponsor our tour, which I was amazed at because we had three meetings and it seemed like it was a go. And they decided not to sponsor the Unapologetically American Comedy Tour. Don't worry, we got other people that we're talking to about it. But anyway, truth. Telling it like it is. That's what people are craving. And not just from me, from everybody.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
Hi, I'm Al Averoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Some stories have leftism written all over them. And this is one. I talked about DeSantis earlier in the redistricting and the fact that this guy is a stud. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com. 844-551-8255. Absolute stud, Governor DeSantis. And I say this because, he's a shoo-in to remain governor of Florida. A shoo-in. You'd have to be crazy not to want this guy as your governor. He
we flew in the face of all these federal mandates and federal nonsense, and he became a standout governor. Look, DeSantis wasn't even mentioned as a presidential candidate 3-4 years ago, maybe even as short as 2 years ago, was not even in the conversation. Now, next to Trump, he is the de facto discussion. You've heard Josh Hawley. You've heard Ted Cruz. And maybe others, I don't know. But DeSantis wasn't mentioned. Now, he is either number one or number two with most people, and certainly number two. And he is with me, he's number two. I think Trump deserves another. Trump deserves to finish out his term. I think we would be remiss as conservatives if we just said, oh, no, he was just good enough for one term. Look at what Barack Obama did. Look at what George Bush did. Are you kidding? He deserves to finish his second term. That would be the completion of the Trump job. And I know, look, got bamboozled on this whole Wu flu thing, doesn't make good people decisions, but in spite of all of that, his own personal demons and what the left was trying to do to crucify him, this guy still managed to do some things that are amazing. That judge that lifted the mask mandate, who appointed her? Donald Trump. So, look, I get it. He's an interesting guy. I don't agree with everything, and his style is not my style, period. I don't like it, but I'll live with it. Anyway, I want to get back to DeSantis. So you would think that with everything that's going on with DeSantis that people would just kind of be like, well, we ain't going to beat this dude. Nope. He's got a leftist challenger, and I'm telling you, talk about a poster child for leftism. The woman challenging Governor Ron DeSantis showcases leftism at its finest. Meet Nikki Fried. I don't know if they pronounce it Freed. F-R-I-E-D. It looks like Fried. But my guess is she's Jewish and she took off the mun like Friedman. Because if you knew it was Friedman, you'd know she was Jewish. But they call her Nikki Fried, which it might be Nikki Freed. Maybe somebody from Florida knows. She is the Florida Agriculture Commissioner. That certainly gives her all the credentials to be the governor of Florida, right? She threw her hat in the ring against Governor DeSantis, and her way to gin up publicity is priceless. It is prototypical Democrat at its finest. Taking a page, folks, from Kim Kardashian in Bizarro World, and you'll get that reference in a second, Freed or Fried claims to not have a sex tape. Yeah, and she made this declaration where else? On Twitter. It's absurd that I have to dignify this, but there is no sex tape, Freed loudly announced. Sorry to disappoint. And also, basically, every successful woman has to deal with these types of rumors. That's what she tweeted. But here's the story. Here's what's interesting about it, people listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Nobody claims that Nikki Freed or Nikki Fried made a sex tape despite her having a sex tape name. Nikki Fried. Nikki Freed. Either way. It works either way. She sounds like a porn star. But no. No campaign has accused her of making a tape. We looked it up. No media outlet has mentioned it. It isn't like somebody said, ooh, we got the salacious Nikki Freed tape. We can't find anybody mentioning the story. It appears that Nikki created this story out of thin air. Met a little girl named Nikki. Do you know the Prince song, Little Nikki? That's a pretty interesting song. Anyway, Nikki makes the perfect leftist. Porn name notwithstanding, Nikki Freed's boisterous public denials of a sex tape that apparently doesn't exist are akin to another national hoax. This one probably won't be national. Because it wasn't like somebody, you know, put a noose around her neck and poured bleach on her while they were, you know, making the porn tape or something crazy. But I joked, at least Jussie Smollett had the decency to put a noose around his neck and pour bleach on himself. We have some evidence. Nikki didn't even provide a grainy video that looked like somebody that looked like her who might be having sex on the tape. She didn't give us anything. She just declared, I'm not the person that did not have sex with myself in this video that does not exist. I mean, I don't know what she's trying to sell. It's absurd that I have to dignify this, she says, but there is no sex tape. And people are, what sex tape? The sex tape that doesn't exist, that I'm absurd and appalled that people are mentioning. And now look at you mentioning the sex tape. Yeah, too funny. Yep. If you visit Nikki Fried's Twitter page, you see, I went there with obvious lies. Republicans want to raise your taxes. This is what she put. Republicans want to raise your taxes, take away your pensions or something. It was three bullet points that Republicans are like, what are you talking about? We want to raise your taxes. It's the last thing Republicans want to do. She wanted to draw attention to a campaign that's failing. It's flailing in the wind. The masks busted. The sails, have big holes in them. The ship is out to sea and it has no way to be steered. So she has to do something. She got to gin up something to make people believe that, I love the last part that she did. And also, sorry, basically, every successful woman has to deal with these types of rumors. Yeah, thanks, Jussie. Started by themselves. Like most Democrats, Fried can't win on policy. She needs gimmicks. And you can't blame her when you think about it. Because what does she have? She has no policy positions. By the way, if you're wondering what she looks like, she's not. I only saw a little bitty, like, avatar-sized picture. She doesn't look. She's not ugly, but she's not, like, gorgeous. But she's not like Debbie Wasserman Schultz. No, she's not like that. She's somewhere in between that and, but she's not pretty. Now again, one man's wheat is another man's, whatever. What was it? Wheat from the chaff? One man's weed is another man's landscape. I know that's a legitimate one. So think what you want about her. But she's not, in my opinion, sex tape material. But she's got a real problem. She's running against a beast of a politician who has proven himself. And I want you to remember this. We are only a few thousand votes away from not talking about Ron DeSantis and talking about Governor Gillum. Remember him? Andrew Gillum. And as sex tapes goes, Gillum didn't have one, but I'm kind of glad. Because when your golden boy is found butt naked in a hotel room with a male prostitute and they find feces on the sheets, I don't want to see that sex tape. So here's what I can tell you. Nikki Fried, whichever porn name she wants to go by, she's got no shot. And I'm going to shock Democrats because she's in a primary. It's not just like she's going to win. Whoever the Democrats pick to run against DeSantis is going to lose. And they're going to lose by easily double digits. They will not be able to cheat because Governor DeSantis has prevented that. So he's going to win, and he's going to win by a landslide, and it's going to prove out that if you do things the right way in conservative politics, the ship will right itself, no matter what. No matter how, Trump people, it's an anti-Trump vote, it's this or that. Let me tell you something. It is not about Trump. It is about what Trump stands for, the principles. Say what you want and do what you say. That's what DeSantis does. And he's going to win handily.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.